This is Nosy Rosie for WTIP Community Radio. Well, are you frozen yet? Obviously not, or you wouldn't be listening. Well, I'm a little tired of this bone-chilling chill. At least Dad has let my fur grow, or I'd be a popsicle by now. Okay, it's not as cold as lots of winters, but it's been a while since we've had so many days below zero. It's cold enough that I don't enjoy going outside for very long. After a while, I start doing the three-paw two-step. All these curly locks are more of a fashion statement than an insulation. I'm feeling a little like a Rasta dog. Oh, man. Right now, I'd like to be in Jamaica. Man. My big event this week had nothing to do with the cold. It was going to see Dr. Kim. I'll spare the details. But I had a skin issue, and she fixed me up all right. And now I'm on antibiotics. And well, you know what? I love antibiotics. Know why? Because I get baloney-wrapped pills. And my dad taught me this great song about baloney. My baloney has a first name and it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. And I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Yay! I spoke with some other dogs around the trail to see how they're dealing with the cold. Shadow and Soda, the resident Springer Spaniels at the Gunflint Pines, are having a good time this winter. Now, their dad has been pushing snow a lot with his big truck, and that makes him happy. Their guests are snowmobiling and skiing all over the woods and loving the snow, and they don't seem to mind the cold and are just getting out there. Shadow has pretty thick fur, and when I asked about the cold, he just said, "Cold? What cold? Want to play ball?" Soda, on the other hand, has pretty thin fur and is not so fond of the cold. He even had to go outside twice to do his business one morning. Ooh. At Golden Eagle Lodge, I spoke with Nico, who is a flat-coated retriever. Now, she has a beautiful coat, lovely feathers. But all that pretty isn't very warm. There is always some sacrifice for fashion. Nico doesn't have much fur around the toes either, and she doesn't even like to cross the parking lot at the lodge. Apparently, she is not a fan of the three-paw two-step. Now, she's been considering getting some little doggy booties, but needs to find a fashionable alternative to those fluorescent Cordura ones that the sled dogs wear. Well, maybe she should check out Pugs. Those are fashionable booties for dogs that can make being warm pretty, too. Well, the guests at Golden Eagle and Bearskin Lodge are enjoying the beautiful snow conditions this winter, too. Although they have been altering their skiing a bit to deal with the cold temps some days, when it's really cold, well, they go out for about 15 minutes, and then they come right back in and have lots of wine by the fire in the lodge. Well, no matter. It's a nice time to be in the North Woods. At Bearskin Lodge, I spoke with Ruby the Newfoundland, and when I asked her about the cold, she said, "Cold? What do you mean cold? This is perfect." Whoa! Then she lay down in the snowbank and did that eyebrow thing that only she can do. At Gunflint Lodge, the sled dogs love the cold and the snow. Adam, their musher, has been taking them out and dragging humans around in the sled quite a bit. Those dogs don't care about much, except pulling. Whether it's cold, warm, nasty, whatever. Put them in a harness and they will pull. Oh, it's so good to be focused. Now, the wolves on Gunflint Lake don't care about the cold much either, though they have been drawn closer to their food source by the cold. Since they feed the deer at the lodge, it's a well-fed food source. Well, there's even a kill site right in amongst the cabins at the lodge, and their guests have enjoyed watching the pack clean up a deer carcass. Speaking of sled dogs, the John Bear Grease sled dog race is this weekend, and so there will be lots of action all up and down the trail. So be sure to check out BearGrease.com. And if you like lots of dogs and racing, well, you'll have that action. I spoke with Paul at Heston's Country Store on Gunflint Lake, even if he doesn't have a dog. He said that some of their guests have been very happy to stay right in their fish houses. Apparently, the trout fishing has been pretty good. But the big news from Paul is that he's moving to Grand Marais so that he can be the master brewer at the Gunflint Tavern's new brewing operation. His dad, Greg, will be the assistant brewer. And it's an interesting twist since Greg has been brewing great beer since before Paul was even born. I'm just glad to see Trail Kid find a way to stay in the community with a cool job. Go, Paul. Woo, woo. All right, it's time to be serious for a minute. If you have a dog, please be sure that they are prepared for the cold. Even if your dog is used to being outside most of the time, it might not be a bad idea to toss that extra blanket or a bale of hay in their kennel. And if your dog isn't used to being outside all the time, then be sure their feet are protected. Because when it's really cold, and don't spend too much time outside in the frigid air. Get it? Frigid air? Sorry. That was a pretty bad, wasn't it? I know that Lucky LaRue and that cute eraser of his nose will be well treated. Right, Quinster? Did someone say treat? Ooh, I'll sit up for that. So enjoy the wonderful snow by whatever means you choose. Cover up, get out there if you're brave. Be careful of the exposed skin and keep an eye on those paws. If your pooch is doing the three-paw two-step, then it's time to go inside. Me, I'm going to sit right here by the fire. Keep that pile of bootliners and longies from going anywhere. Stay warm and toasty. That's about all there is from the Gunflint Trail this week. Now back to the Quinmeister with the weather dealio and lots of below. This is Nosy Rosie for WTIP. Enjoy the below.